Ulysses, or Odysseus, when he comes to the island of Circe, who turns men into swine, he is protected by a branch of a mystical tree, a branch called Moly, which protects him against the witchcraft of Circe. And though his men are turned into swine, he isn't. Hermes told him, when she comes at you, you just hold up this branch and she won't be able to do anything to you. And when she sees she can't do anything to you, she'll invite you to her bed. Go. And he did so. Then he said to her, now you've got to turn my men back into men again. And when they were turned back into men, they were younger, handsomer, and stronger than before. There's a little lesson there. But the other part of the lesson is that it was Circe who then initiated him into the mysteries of the underworld. He wanted to go to the realm of the ancestors, and she was the one who gave him the power and information that enabled him to enter the realm of the ancestors. And when he was there, almost everybody except one person was just flitting, twittering shadows. But there was one character who was three-dimensional, and this was Tiresias. Now, you probably don't remember Tiresias, or at least people today don't seem to know about these things. But Tiresias was a man, a Greek, who was wandering in the forest one day and came upon two copulating serpents. And he placed his staff between them and was transformed into a woman. And so for 8 years, Tiresias was a woman. And when she was wandering in the forest one fine day, she saw two copulating serpents and put her staff between them and was transformed into a man. So when Zeus and Hera were arguing one day in Mount Olympus as to who enjoys sexual intercourse the more, the man or the woman, neither could, of course, judge. So I think it was Hera who said, well, let's send for Tiresias. And so they put the question to Tiresias, and Tiresias said, why, the woman, 9 times more than the man. Well, Hera took this badly and struck him blind. And this was a question in my mind. I didn't know why until one day a lady told me why. I'll tell you later. And then Zeus thought he had certain responsibility here, and so he gave him the power of prophecy. But the main point of the affair is that we are all, as it were, one half of the androgyne in our life. And a proper relationship is that of recognition of this androgeneity in our social intercourse. Now that is one of the great themes of Joyce's Ulysses, Leopold Bloom's experience of this androgeneity. The other initiation that Circe rendered to Odysseus was when he returned from the underworld to send him to the island of the sun god, her father. And it was there that the taboo at the field of the sun god was broken by Odysseus's men. The taboo was that one should not kill and eat the oxen of the sun. And Odysseus's men did so. And so their ship was wrecked and they were all killed, and Odysseus was the only one remaining. Why should the cattle not be killed? The initiation in the island of the sun is of pure consciousness. This is the intention of the initiations of yoga in India, to experience unmitigated, undifferentiated, pure consciousness. That consciousness of which our consciousness is the manifestation in our, through our bodies. And when you are before an overwhelming and transcendent realization of this kind, to have a thought, you know, let's have a sandwich, this disqualifies you. And that's what happened up there. And so it is Circe, the temptress, who effects the initiation to the two realms of mystery. One, the source of our life, and the other, the source of our consciousness. These are the two great experiences. And these are things that I'm talking about, themes that are you're going to encounter in the Ulysses. This problem of the aspects of the feminine power as they are experienced by the male is the problem of this book, Ulysses. It's also the problem of the Odyssey. And the modes are essentially four, I would say. One is the mother. The next is the temptress. And in the Odyssey, this is represented by Circe. The next is the wife. In the Odyssey, this is represented by Calypso. Odysseus spends 8 years with this middle-aged nymph on an island. The next is the daughter, and this is Nausicaa. These are the aspects of the feminine power that are going to be playing through the Ulysses of Joyce. And so again, we see the title Ulysses is giving us clues to themes that have come through Occidental life from Homeric times.